Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Today, inshallah, we're going to be practicing the rules that we've learned already by reciting a few surahs. In this first recording, we're going to practice Suratul Lahab. So I want you to just follow by repeating after me, and I will be correcting or I will be highlighting the things that we need to be focusing on in terms of the lessons that we've already learned. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. In this ayah, we have lahabin. Here we are making idgham with ghunna. And at the end of the ayah, we're going to have qalqala. Note that the qalqala will have more emphasis here because there is a shadda on the ba. So once again, tabbat yada abi lahabin wa tab. The next ayah, ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Here we are going to focus again at the end of the ayah, and the ba has a qalqala. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبُ. The next ayah. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبُ. Here the sword is full mouth, but be careful that you do not pronounce the lam full mouth at the same time. Some people pronounce it سَيَصْلَى. And this is incorrect. The only lam that is pronounced full mouth is the lam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this lam will be pronounced with an empty mouth. Also, we're going to have ikhfa in naran. So naran. And at the end, lahab qalqala. Again, sayasla naran thata lahab. The next ayah, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. Here, we're going to make ghunna on حَمَّا, and we have قَلْقَلَ at the end of the ayah. So again, وَامْرَأَتُهُ حَمَّالَةَ الْحَطَبِ. The next ayah, فِي جِيدِهَا حَبْلٌ مِّن مَسَد. Here we have idgham in mim, hablum, and also in min, and at the end of the ayah we have qalqala. Again, fi jidiha hablum min masad. So let's go through the surah again and let's focus on the points that we have been mentioning. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. There's also قلقلة in حبلم. This is something that I missed out. So, hablum, it has qalqala also. So, please make a note of these things. Practice this surah so that you can learn the rules that we've been trying to implement in the Quran that we're reciting, inshallah.